Here's an update on the alleged CIA kidnapping of a terrorism suspect in Italy. Today, the Italian government denied that it authorized the operation. Last week, an Italian judge issued arrest warrants for 13 CIA agents. The agents are accused of kidnapping a Muslim preacher in Milan and taking him to Egypt. The U.S. government has not commented, but the case has created an uproar in Italy, as NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
It took the government a week to respond to opposition questions about the warrants, and it was left to second-tier Parliamentary Affairs Minister Carlo Giovannardi to address the Senate.
The reported operation was never brought to the attention of the government or national institutions. Therefore, it is not even possible that Italy ever authorized such an operation.
Giovannardi dismissed as false a report in today's Washington Post that Italian officials had been briefed beforehand on the purported abduction. He said the government will summon the U.S. ambassador and conduct a full investigation. This statement was met with derision by opposition senators who claim the government has ignored the kidnapping since it occurred 2.5 years ago. Milan magistrates have issued arrest warrants for 13 CIA agents on charges of abducting terror suspect Hassan Mustafa Osama Nasser, also known as Abu Omar, and of transporting him to Cairo. 14 months later, in an intercepted call to his wife, Abu Omar said he'd been tortured in prison. It appears the Abu Omar affair is the result of a collision of contrasting counterterrorism methods. Since 9/11, the U.S. has frequently used the tactic of extraordinary rendition, abducting terror suspects abroad and transporting them for interrogation to third countries, some of which use torture. Pasquale Pasquino, professor of political theory at NYU, says that in Italy, like most of Europe, counterterrorism is based squarely on the criminal justice system.
In this system, any significant action against criminal or terrorists is started by judges. The police only work under the control of these judges, prosecutors, so any action is backed up by judicial authorization.
Speaking at a recent international conference, Armando Spataro, the prosecutor who asked for the arrest warrants, said that the rule of law remains the central pillar in Italy's fight against terrorism.
L'Italia rifiuta le detenzioni arbitrarie.
Italy categorically rejects arbitrary or administrative detention. It rejects detention with no time limits and no trial. It rejects military tribunals. It rejects secret procedures that do not allow lawyers to defend their clients. And it rejects unusual interrogations.
The Italian post-war constitution envisions an independent judiciary and complete separation of powers. And under Italian law, prosecutors are obliged to investigate when a crime is committed. Spataro, who heads Milan's counterterrorism unit, says differences in judicial systems often create misunderstandings and undermine international cooperation in the fight against terrorism.
Bisogna che ogni paese si faccia carico.
Every country must look beyond its border and understand and know how to deal with the judicial system of other countries. We must move from rhetoric to reality, and from cooperation, we must move towards integration of our judicial systems.
Milan prosecutors, who had been watching Abu Omar for months as he allegedly tried to build a jihadi recruitment network in Europe, say his abduction severely damaged their investigation. They say they're preparing extradition requests for the 13 CIA operatives, and even if there's little chance they'll ever be turned over, investigators hope at least to interrogate them. Up to now, prosecutors say they've not uncovered any evidence of Italian prior knowledge or participation in the kidnapping. But the investigation continues, and should Italian complicity emerge, criminal charges will also be filed against Italian authorities. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.